very good at. But you are given me the opportunity to address your Krishna, the Lord of Krishna. We have a very much, all verses of the Bhagavatam are with Amritas, if you are very good at. But this may be of the Holy Name, which is a subject very dear to all those who love the Maya. So, chapter 2, text number 7, am I correct? Yes, good.
Yes, yeah.
the means of liberation. We are aware of the supreme personality of Godhead. The translation Whether for those of you who have not the theological lectures very precisely, I would like to give a little description of the content. This verse may be spoken by the missionary daughters to the younger daughters who wanted to do their work in the prescribed universal regulation work of taking the sinner usually for correction to the hellish planets. And because Azamir chanted, the circumstances were different from the circumstances for a normal sinner. So the Vishnu Buddhas inform. Azamir has already atoned for all his sinful actions. He's already cleared, in other words. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense. Therefore, he is now pure and eligible for liberation. Buddhas had considered only the external situation of Arjuna. Since he was extremely sinful throughout his life, they thought he should be taken to Yamaraj and did not know that he had become free from the reactions of all his sins. They didn't know this. The Vishnu Buddhas therefore instructed that because chanted the four syllables of the name Narayana at the time of his death, he was freed from all sinful reactions. In this regard, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from the Smriti Shastra. Simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. One man only. This is from the way of Vishnu Purana. And another verse is quoted. The holy name of the Lord, even in a helpless condition, or without desiring to do so, all the actions of his sinful life depart, just as when a lion roars. All the small animals flee and fear. So when the holy name is chanted, even if one just does it with the intention to be free from the danger which is threatening one, was helpless and goes out maybe in a car, but when a car accident happens, oh Krishna! But all one does so with a good desire to do it, the simple reactions will go like the smart animals, right? And they electronic devices where you can see it's six sector, a six counter sector two takes 10. It's at the end if you would like to read it in. Now, simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such simple process may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord. Now, careful things, not merely here what Krishna thinks, but the Lord thinks. In this case, Lord Narayan. Because this man is chanted by holy name, my duty is to give him protections. So the Lord thinks, well, this person has chanted, and now he belongs to me. He's one of my people. I need to now get protection. And the protection which the Lord afforded to Ajahnir is that he wiped away all the sinful reactions which were waiting for Ajahnir to take effect. And all this was taken away so that he did not have to undergo the punishment for his sins in hell. And that's why the Vishnu Buddhas were servants of the Lord, and we can see what the Lord does. See in this verse, that you're wrong. You think this person has so many sinful reactions, and he must now be taken to the place of correction, the nice planet. But what you don't know is that the Lord did take a huge sponge he went to the records of Chitragupta, where all the sins and their reactions are recorded, and he just erased it. This man is free from sinful reactions. You have no word with him. You have no authority with him. He's now ours to take, and we will leave a plan for him. My dear devotees, doesn't this give hope to us? Some of you have not said it's hope. Maybe you have doubts. And that's why I said, no, I don't feel encouraged by this verse. Or maybe you want to stop. Therefore, you did not respond to my question. This narration is placed strategically by Shrimati Goswami in the middle of the Bhagavatam to highlight the theme of the Bhagavatam for all of its listeners for an ending time to come. And that is that the holy name is so powerful that even a slight contact with it can bring the highest benefit. This message is repeated throughout the Bhagavatam, and it is again highlighted and given a special emphasis at the very end of the Bhagavatam, where Parikshit Maharaj leaves his body and goes back to Godhead. In these concluding chapters, the message of Nam given is highlighted. And I believe if you hear now very attentively, Vaishnava Goswami says the name has so much power. If you hear the reason, you might be benefited tremendously by becoming more faithful in your own relationship to the holy name. See, should the Eucharist moment goes like this. Only the man is power in Kali Yoga, and no other sadhana is power, because the man is Krishna himself, the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it takes Krishna to clean the impure heart. So any sadhana which you choose, penance, austerities, yatras, means pilgrimage to holy places, there are many sadhanas, scripture readings, etc. Aim at cleaning the impure heart of a conditioned soul so that it will become pure and spiritually vibrant again so that the person can proceed. But surely the person only says, in the Kali Yoga, there everything is so contaminated in terms of environment and in terms of the mind of the conditioned soul. So that the sadhanas which depend on the environment and the items which you do and the mind just can't be purified. Let me give you an example. I caught my body in my bicycle chain the other day, and the body became black, like a Kali body, like a Kali worshipper. So I said to my assistants, please, I have so little time, can you just clean this body? And imagine my assistant would have said, yes, Maharaj, and would have gone and filled a baldi means a bucket, and put dirty oil in the baldi, and would have tried to clean the oil-stained black baldi with another oil-stained black water. Then the baldi would have become even more dirty. So if you try to clean the mind, try to clean the heart in Kali Yoga, with something which itself is no longer so pure because of the environmental influence of the Kali Yoga, then you will not be able to clean to do your task. Your effort will be unsuccessful. And that is why sometimes in some processes no problems appear. I am very much in contact with the yogi scene, which is one of the many, many audiences who are willing to listen to Krishna conscious messages. And I often see that, for instance, the yogi makes these people more body conscious. Instead of detaching them from the illusion that I am the body, it aggravates the illusion more. And meditation practices, which we can see, makes people even more, I'm sorry to say, but more disturbed in their mind. I've often seen this. Because the mind is just too weak for people in Kali Yuga to sustain a long focus on one item and then relax and go into samadhi. We are not crafted like this. It's Kali Yuga. It's a difficult age. So when you chant the holy name, you have a sarana which is outside of the influence of Kali, because the name is Krishna, you can use Nitya Mukta, you know, all the separated, and Nitya to him, so God, he was pure, and it was in addition to this endowed with divine potencies, it can have a purified mind. So the doctor's honor gives an example for this. Look here. Imagine this, the made of pure gold, which has a few stains inside, not like blood. It's light gold. How do you purify the stains inside gold? Can you borrow it and throw it like this? No. Can you wash it very nicely? No. You have to bring it on the fire. And the fire can enter the gold deeply, where the stains, which are very much rooted in the gold, it can work deeply on the stains, melt them out, the gold gets liquid and flows in one direction, the stains can be taken out very easily. So this is the example which Shukadev Goswami gives the broadsheet. He says, the Kali Yuga meditation, Tirthayatras, and all these things which worked in other ages, don't work any longer because the age is so contaminated, and because the mind is the dirt is so deep in the mind that you need to bring the light for excellent fire and burn it out these things. Do you understand the logic here? What is with your hunger? I want to eat first. Please, brothers, I will be first in moment now, turning a little bit in. Be more attentive, please. I can see the mental energy is distracted, maybe the day after Ekadasi. You're not the body. No hunger is there. No sleep. Yes, because it might be important for you. To the subject matter. In the Yoga Sutras, the Patanjali, there is one commentator called Vyasa, ever heard this name? He writes a comment to explain the power of the name. He says, the name is not a material vibration like everything here in the material world is, but it is a spiritual energy that has entered the letters of the name and therefore made the letters spiritual. And he gave an example of made the name spiritual. It's not a material vibration, because the spiritual energy is of the spiritual Svarupa has entered right into that sound vibration, the Hare Krishna, and therefore it is not a vibration from the Lord, but it is totally spiritual. And he gives an example. If you take an iron ball, try to fight for your attention here, and you put fire there, then the fire which was outside, an entity which had no connection to this, gets inside and makes this pure fire energy. So, all vibrations in this world are just, different energetic patterns. Material is what they are. But because the name because Krishna is so merciful, he has descended here into this name, into his name, and therefore he has made it spiritualized or Krishnaized. Let us say Krishnaized. It's now Krishna. This is the example. But in order to receive Krishna, we have to chant in a certain way. You need to chant Rupa. Free from offenses, and you need religion with eternal offenses. The name is not, it's just not working. The example which is given clear, the sun may be there, but if you chant with offenses, something else comes in between you and the sun of the holy name. And that's a cloud, a cloud. But for practical purposes, you shiver, you're not warm. But it does not feel, you cannot get the benefit of the sun. So, the other condition which is described here by the Vishnu Rupas is a helpless condition of the mind. And this, I think, needs a little bit more attention, because I think you all learned in the offenses, we chant them, we make ourselves aware, usually in our temples before we have our yoga sessions, or you listen to many lectures, and maybe your spiritual guides have told you, please, you must avoid this. During the initiation, many times the spiritual masters talk about it, so it should be a well-known subject for us. But what does this mean to chant in a helpless condition? My dear devotees, this is a great secret. If you learn the secret, in addition to avoiding the ten offenses, you will reach perfection within a few days. And a helpless condition means you take shelter in the form that the person who you take shelter with will care for you. You can only take shelter in Krishna when you have a hope or a faith that he really cares for you. If you do not have that hope or this faith, you will not be able to take shelter. You will be tested in your life. At this point, where do you take shelter? This test has either come, but it will still come for you. This test, this examen, this is also an examen, we all will have to pass. Most of us have given up shelter in Krishna, what most means, and I'm referring to the fact that we have been lowered as conditioned souls. When we take our shelter in what we call Dura-Sharaya, fair shelter. We take shelter in society, we take shelter in our own strengths, we take shelter in our money, and our intelligence, and our arrangements. But Riley, as a conditioned soul, turn out from the really engaging material energy that it's for shelter, and turn to Krishna. And this turn is the turning point we all have to reach. We all, our success in spiritual life is to be reached this turning point of turning away from Maya and saying, I was a Maya Das, I'm now becoming a Krishna Das who takes shelter a Christian. For the nature of devotional service, especially if it is devotional service that God displaced, that you feel some shadow of taste, or let me say it in plain English, you like it, you know. The whole nature of devotional service which you perform displeased it. I mean, when you do it reluctantly, then it will not work. But if you perform it with taste, then passion or hope will start to appear in your heart. And I believe this is the reason why all of us are really sitting at this moment in Chidam Mayapur. All of us met the devotees at one stage, and then we did something, maybe we took prasadam, or we listened to the devotees preaching, or we did some type of devotional service, shravanam, or we sing in the kirtanam, and all of a sudden we felt this hope. But if I take this path of Krishna consciousness, then I will go back to home, back to Godhead, and will be free from all miseries, no? It's the nature of devotional service to produce hope in the conditioned soul. And this hope, my dear devotee, this, when you fear it more and more, it turns into great eagerness. You first have some hope, and you are convinced you have some shraddha, but if you take care of your hope, then I will reach the lotus feet of the Lord. He hears me. That, my dear devotees, it will be easy for you to take shelter. Ramanathas Goswami wrote, in Stavavali, Prema Maram Takya Stavaraj, those who are merciful, he said, never reject a surrendered soul, even though he may have been very wicked. Therefore, O Lord, don't reject me. Prabhupada Goswami speaks on the platform of hope. He says, I am wicked. I did so many wrong things, but there is a quality in you which is wonderful. This quality gives me hope, and that is that those who are merciful, like you are described in Shastra, to be called a Kripa Sindhu, Karuna Sindhu, Kripa Sindhu Krishna, hey! What do we say? Hey! Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, wow! You say to Krishna, hey Krishna, hey, it's, you say, hey, audience, hey, Dina, hey. You address someone. So the devotee says, hey, Krishna. Then he says, yes, Karuna Sindhu, God Krishna of mercy, this gives me hope. As one goes, very famous verse of Rupa Goswami, he says, my Lord, if I hear about the austerities which great souls like Ambarish performed in the past, the difficult sadhanas of these great souls, I become totally oblivious. No, for me, because I can't perform austerities. I'm so weak. And difficult sadhanas. Forget about it. I'm a prasada baba. That's my sadhana. That's easy. Just open the mouth and I have a few muscles here to cross it. That's that I can do, you know. But then I hear. So I've become hopeless when I hear about these examples of the great sadhanas and the great souls. But what I hear but the thoughts of your mercy, thoughts, like the thoughts of an airplane, come even to an insignificant death, I get some hope. But when this next address to Krishna, this is addressed, this hope. Hey, Krishna, he said, come with us in the one ocean of mercy, and a deen of Andu, you are the Andu, a friend of the deen. Deen is very low, very wretched, wretched, very fallen. The address of Rahi, whoa, Rahi. There are some wrongs, yes, so the address of Rahi. Because she has this motherly love, she's totally unconditional. She is called Karuna Mahi. That's what she's called. It's cautious Karuna, it's cautious mercy. So this should give us some hope. That's my point. My dear devotees, do you have hope? Oh, yeah, and you're all the same. This is the wrong way to address an audience. My dear devotees, I will not go the other way, so as to be seatbelt and be ready for a moment. All of you, come across the Kazarian. May I ask you a simple personal question? No need to answer this. How are you doing with your attachment to Krishna? Now, Maharaj, could you give us a way to measure this? Yes, it's good. How much are you attached to Maya? Is this your attachment to Maya? It's all the desires, the thoughts. That's what it is, Maharaj. This is a very uncomfortable question. No, I will ask some more questions. You came to the wrong lecture, and you want some comfortable lecture. How well are you doing with the theme of illusion? Have you understood that there is soul? It is not so important. And your bed pains, that is for the body, that your nose runs. What is going on in your mind, friend? Are you loving Krishna? Are you very bad as a soul in your devotional service and in your life? So I could ask you many such questions. I won't do this earlier because I'm in the low down, but you know, these are very discomforting questions. And when we hear them, sometimes we lose hope. My dear devotees, many of the devotees have lost their hope. And they are running on automatic pilot. Everything they do is because others do it, and it's a group pressure, and if it's what they do. There is no fire in the heart. The fire of hope, the fire of eagerness for kirtan, for the activities. If I go 1 minute on a time, how will I get up and eat? No taste in listening for divine water. Don't give up hope. Give up hope. That's all that you have. That the spark comes from the big fire of Krishna and the Lord. There's the danger that the light of the fire extinguishes. This eagerness is our only treasure system, this hope which moves us on. Because it is this hope that in the dark night of Kali Yuga shows us the light in the smarter direction. It is this hope which, when we become confronted with our weaknesses, helps us to move on. It is this hope which helps us to not do suicide when we have 3 children and our husband has just left us. It is this hope which leads us on like a powerful engine, that we smile, that we are involved in criticism, that we see everything, even the community of the Holy God, as corrupted. At that time, this hope is all that we have. Never allow that the fire of your heart becomes extinguished because the filter of your heart becomes black, hardcore, just ashes. Be finished if this hope leaves us. The hope is the guiding light for the dark night of ours which still covers us. And this hope must keep alive. And therefore, my dear devotees, check the code of offenses, know what the offenses, know what it is, and I know to avoid it. But then, start to understand only Krishna can help you. It's not difficult really to come in a helpless condition because it says in the scriptures, the living entity cannot exist in this world without support. You need to take support. A food, for instance, and it's so finished, and then we can get into it. In order to exist, you need help. You need the support of some sympathetic person. No one loves you. Everyone just goes, it throws a storm on you. You are lost. You need to be supported. But you are helpless by your very nature. You are back to, as a Sanskrit means, someone who is in need of support. So it's not difficult to feel helpless, and we all look for help. But our point, which we need to learn, is to take help from Krishna, especially from his most merciful form, the form of the Holy Name. Become real. Understand. I need protection. I need support. And when you see that, and all your other shelters from time to time are gone, the body gets ill and you think, my God, I've only got one more day. This diarrhea is with me. Man, they can show me the goddamn things. Or you see that someone gets on your case. If this goes on for one more day, then I'm finished. Or all of mistakes. I'm trying to find examples here. To don't share that with the Holy Name of Krishna. He will never disappoint you, Hare Krishna. So, it's all when we listen to the Ajamir story. He was a sinner. You are all saints. You might say, no, Marsha, don't be too enthusiastic about me. No, you are saints. You are Vaishnavas. You will take a child of Prabhupada's lotus feet. You are wonderful. You have taken, you've come to the Holy Dham. Everything is perfect. Now just need to check in a helpless condition. That means understanding I need the shelter of the Lord. And then this works. Hare Krishna. 100% it works. 100%. Everyone has experienced this. And also in this world above. I met recently in one country, one of my workers, and then when we meet the missionary realizations, what have you noted? What is new? What have you realized? No. This devotee said, Maharaj, he said, have voted that for me the most important is that there is something in my life which should not, which does not belong there, which does really not belong there. Then, as I found out, it very quickly response that doesn't belong there, this obstacle, if I take shelter. And that was not a school. I almost got watery eyes because I thought, so, wow, he's giving me such a treasure. And I remembered, whenever you turn to Krishna, Krishna is there. You know, the Buddha once came to the town of my birth, Hamburg, and the Buddha spoke the Jewish community. It was very early, I think 69 or so, very early. I was a Maya at that time. I was, unfortunately, not in the audience. But I heard this lecture. I was very interested. What did he say to the Hamburg rulers, to the people at Hamburg? What Prabhupada said, Krishna is born the moment you turn to him. How does this sound to you? Have you some practical, there is one true or a few doubts? There's one thing where it matters, I'm not sure. I encourage you, my dear devotees and my dear skeptics, try this one out. You don't forget most of the lecture, prophecy, this is always true. Just remember one sentence and make an experiment with this. Krishna is there the moment you turn to him. Write that down in your little monsters, your mobile telephones, and your notebooks, and just so that you won't forget, and just make an experiment. No doubts will happen. For instance, yesterday we had the 64-ounce scale. And that devotee came to me and said, how is it going for you? He said, the first stretch was really not easy for me. I got accustomed to chant so many rounds, so when I was around the 40s round, I really thought, my God, I would climb on the TOP and jump down. It doesn't work for me. That's how we talk in Germany, which, you know, this is very domestic. You don't need it. So then, I remembered that there was this lecture where Prabhupada was quoted. Krishna is there at the moment you turn to him. And he turned to Krishna. And I really pushed out everything. He said, Krishna, please help me. It's so dry. I'm here at the Kyoto Academy, and this is the day when we carefully prepare for this day, and I'm feeling miserable. Please, Krishna, just give me maybe just a tip of a taste, maybe, or something. Can this work again? Tell me? I then did this one out, and I prayed really like a deep misery that nothing happened. At first, I became more miserable and more insistent. And then I remembered my little son, who when he is in misery, he just calls out, and you say, Daddy. And then I'm just like, no, it's like you should talk like a child talks to the mother. Let me turn up the little volume here. Yeah, you say, is that Krishna? I really don't have any. And I won't be wrong. But perhaps it is not. These are the best rounds ever. I will tell this to my audience. Don't worry about the next. Father, because he turned to the Lord, that he is a servant for you. What was the basis? Servant. The rationalized the Sanskrit in a helpless condition. That's the better. Lord, you are the only one who can be happy. And here is a better idea. The discussion of the Lord went psychologically with he chanted, No, that his little boy was still playing around. The boy was 3 years old at that time, very playful. Do we have a 3-year-old boy here in the audience? So that you can see how they look like. They are really not very, very young. They're just playing, you know. No? No, good, yeah, okay.
Thank you.